It's the Live 88.5 startup, and every couple of weeks we talk with this guy, Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 car crasher, and get his audio auto reviews. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. How did you like the Honda Ridgeline Sport?
Well, you know, the Honda Ridgeline was actually, I have always kind of really liked it. It was probably the pickup truck that I would look at first if I were looking for a pickup truck, because I'm not really a pickup truck guy. And, you know, I like the fact that it was more car-like inside than some of the trucks were. But that was back when the Ridgeline came out. And now a lot of things have changed. And some of the actual trucks you can get are pretty nice inside. And, right. You know, you're no longer paying that compromise. And I found that the Ridgeline, I think it's getting a little long in the tooth, maybe just for this generation. It's hard to say. But, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it. It just kind of left me cold. Even little things too, like, you know, getting in, I bashed my knee on the dashboard, and I remember that quite unfondly from the last time I drove a Ridgeline and bashed my knee on it. I don't know, maybe it's just not a vehicle for clumsy people, but my son had the same thing happen to him when he was getting into it.
How does the sport part figure into this?
Oh, the sport part, yes. You know, sport to me says, I maybe got some suspension tweaks or maybe a little more horsepower. The sport for this one includes, you get 18-inch wheels instead of 17-inch wheels. So, okay, fair enough. Also, an exclusive black honeycomb grille and black headlight and brake light housings. And as far as I could tell, that's it.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, what do they charge for that option?
Yeah, well, it's about $1,000, you know, because the regular one, well, the base one starts at $35,000. Then there's the VP trim level, which is $36,790, and then this is $37,790. And you can go for the touring above that. And actually, I think that's the one to go for if you're going to get one of these things, because, it has more stuff inside. The one I have, it didn't even have Bluetooth. $38,000, and it didn't even have Bluetooth. Give me a break.
Yeah. Did it have some power?
It's not bad. It's 250 horsepower, it's not huge, but it's okay. It moved the vehicle along. I didn't have any problems with that. Now, that's going to affect your towing and that, but I don't know why you'd really want to tow something with a Ridgeline anyway. You know, it's more for casual use. I mean, I helped my son move some stuff while I had it, and, you know, we weren't putting on, things from construction sites and that, but we moved a bed and things like that, and it works just great. You know, 250 horsepower, 247 foot-pounds of torque. It's, Honda's ubiquitous 3.5-liter V6 engine, and, you know, I mean, it's fine.
How does it stack up with the competition then?
It's kind of a compromise. It's truck-like. It's not really a truck. It's the only truck I've ever seen that has a trunk in the bed, which I think is a great idea. But, I think if you're going to do some serious work with a truck, you probably want a little more serious truck.
Very good. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, talks about the Infiniti JX35 in just a bit. It's the startup on Live 88.5.
Now, 8 degrees in Ottawa.
Audio auto reviews every couple of weeks from our man Jim Bray, Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Bray, who's in Calgary Skyping in. Hello, Jim.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, the Infiniti JX35.
Mm-hmm.
What is
this?
That?
Is their latest, big-ish SUV crossover type thingy.
Right?
Yeah. Three rows of seats, and you can fold the back ones down, which is nice. And even if you don't put the back ones down, you've got a reasonable amount of room in the back for groceries and that. But the headrest on that third row of seat take up a lot of the driver's view out of the rearview mirror. So it's best to fold them down if you're not going to have people in them, in which case you might as well just fold down the whole seat and have oodles of room back there. I'm disposed to like Infiniti. I've owned an Infiniti. I just sold it last week after having it for about 9 years, and, you know, it served me well. And I like the M. I like the G. This one, I don't know, it just seemed to go out of its way to be annoying. The interfaces, which are exactly the same or close enough as the other models, just seemed a little bit farther away from reach for me, and not quite as intuitive. I could not get the voice recognition to dial a phone call for me. It kept explaining the rules to me, whereas I just wanted to slap it. It has all of the built-in nannies, you know, lane departure warning, or if you start crossing over to another lane without signaling, it kind of hollers at you, and it'll even tug at the wheel. Fortunately, in this version, you can shut them off. Like the last Infiniti I drove was the M56. It was their big sedan. And you could shut them off temporarily, but every time you turned the car back on, it would default to having these silly things on again.
Right.
At least with this one, you can go into the settings menu, shut them off, and they stay shut off.
But does it have any power?
Well, it's okay. It's a V6. Again, it's Nissan Infiniti's ubiquitous 3.5-liter V6 engine. It seems to be V6s everywhere. It's about 260 horsepower, so it's not bad. You know, it's competitive in this marketplace, but it depends on whether or not you can actually use it. There is something called an eco pedal in this. Again, you can shut it off in the settings menu, but it was on when I got it. And what it does is when you step on the gas, it fights you. It tries to prevent you from stepping on the gas.
Really?
Why would you have a V6 engine that you know, where the vehicle says, no, 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 you can't use this. Why don't you just get a 4? And then there's the continuously variable transmission, which, I mean, I don't like them mostly at the best of times, but this one is, the Infiniti is a luxury vehicle, and I can see maybe why they would want this for the smoothness of a CVT.
Right.
But it's noisy, and you step on the gas in this thing, and when it lets you step on the gas, it feels more like you're stretching an elastic band than actually driving a vehicle that's going up through the virtual gears. And there's no paddle shifters or anything, so there's really not a right. decent manual mode on it.
Wow. And this can't be a cheap vehicle. What's the price tag on this vehicle?
Well, the one that I had came in the base MSRP is $44,900, and the one I had extras on it of $13,500. So when you add that with freight and the PDI, it came out to $60,395. Whoa. I don't know. For $60,000, my favorite, so that would be like the Volkswagen Touareg, especially the diesel. Now, I mean, we're talking within several grand of each other here. The Lexus RX, they have, you know, the current RX is nice. They've also brought in the new LX, they call it the F Sport model. Haven't tried that yet, but it sounds like it's kind of fun. I think you can do better.
All right. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Thanks for this, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Eastbound 417 is slow in the usual.